Trompetspeler tijdens je DJ-set in lichtelijk beschonken toestand. Deze man doet het en hij heeft er nog succes mee ook. Het begon 5 jaar geleden met Freaks en sindsdien is hij niet meer weg te denken uit de Allstart. All the way from Australia, I'm here with Timmy Trumpet. How are you, man?
G'day, mate.
How's ADE been treating you so far? It's the first day?
Mate, first night fever. Went out last night, woke up with my clothes on. Yeah. It was a big one, bro. We love it here. We love your country. Yeah. We actually have a lot in common, the Dutch and the Aussies.
Oh, why?
Was a lot of, you know, I just found out that we're the most financially stable countries in the world over the last 20 years. I feel like we're not the best. We're like the underdog vibe, and I like that. I feel like everyone here is my family. It's great. That's it's good. Always good. You guys can drink as well.
Yeah, we can. And also, you also have quite a long history with the Netherlands, because I read that when you were 14 or so, you already were in the Netherlands as a jazz trumpetist, a Nazi jazz festival.
That's true, bro. I've been playing jazz a long time. We used to, you know, I'm still a struggling jazz musician. I just couldn't cut it in the jazz realm. Mm-hmm. So I've, you know, sold my soul to the devil and become a DJ. You know, and it's great, man. And you know what's awesome? Your country has the biggest and best DJs in the world. Mm-hmm. And it's great to meet them and collaborate with them and learn from them. And, you know, coming from that jazz scene and learning about this new scene, I mean, you're always learning, you know, it's really exciting.
That's great. And is it also becoming your second home? Because when I look on your Instagram, I see a lot of pictures from Amsterdam, also outside ADE.
Mate, I've not been to Australia since Christmas. You know, we are, like, we did just go back last week, but before that, we weren't home to Christmas. It is like, there is no home at the moment. It's just airport to airport, city to city, country. It's a great thing about Europe, too. You can be in a new country in 5 minutes.
Yeah,
we don't have that problem in Australia. But man, I'm loving it. I'm very, very fucking lucky. I have the greatest fans in the world. They're not fans, actually. They're my family. And we're gonna party with them tonight.
Okay, that's great. How is your ADE going to be? Because I think you have a pretty busy schedule the next couple of days.
The key is, like, I don't know my schedule. Like, we wake up, we have a couple tequila shots, and then we just roll with it, you know? This morning we just did we had a merch store. I didn't even know. We have a merch pop-up store, and we went there. We were selling all – you can actually get that shit on the – what's the word? TimmyTrumpet.com? Bro, that shit's fire. I had no idea until I went there today. But look at this.
Yeah, I actually been to the pop-up store today. I checked it out.
You were there?
Later.
We're sold out, bro. You can only get online now.
I think it also was a one-day pop-up store. But also, when you're performing, you have in one hand your trumpet and in the other hand a bottle of booze.
Oh, it's vodka. It's Grey Goose vodka.
Grey Goose.
I'm not sponsored. If you work or know anyone that works for Grey Goose, please talk to Grey Goose. We need a sponsorship with you guys.
But if you perform so much, how does your liver survive that?
Bro, I come from a long line of alcoholics. Like, my grandma's 96 years old, yeah. And she still drinks, and she's still, like, she's legendary, bro. And I feel like, you know, a glass of wine a day, you know, a bottle of vodka a week, you know, you got to balance. Life's about balance.
Week only?
Bro, I don't drink a full bottle. Like, I hold a bottle. It's definitely vodka. Mm-hmm. But if you ever see me finish a bottle on stage, absolutely not. I can't do that. Okay. I'm not invincible. I don't have, like, superpowers.
But did you ever, for example, confuse, for example, your bottle and your trumpet that you were blowing in the bottle or so?
Bro, my whole life is one big confusion. I don't know what I'm doing. I'm like a walking mistake. But I'm having so much fun, man. I'm so fucking lucky.
Yeah, that's great. And also, with your music, you're going, like, all the way. Everywhere you're doing EDM, you're doing hardstyle, psytrance, you're going all kinds of styles.
I think this is part of the thing of coming from the jazz scene, yeah. And then, like, leaving what I really, like, I was at so serious with jazz that now, like, I looked at all of this as kind of I don't know, like, that was my thing. Yeah. So now it's like I'm experimenting with every genre, and I won't touch something I don't like. I'm proud of every record and every genre I brought out. Some of them, like, we were doing psytrance 3 or 4 years ago. Yeah. You know, you listen to Psy or Die with Carnage, or you listen to Oracle, which we released on Spinning in 2016. And it's like, that shit's popping now. And for me, the next thing is going to be hardstyle. I can see that coming in. And I love it. It speaks the voice of our generation. We're in a confusing period right now. And hardstyle, it's that it hits an emotion, a type of aggression, which I really, it's a language, man. That is what's going to be 2020. Someone's going to cross over a hardstyle record on the radio. It's going to be a beautiful moment for everyone.
Yeah, speaking about crossovers, you have a new song coming up, the Sit Down Anthem, and it features the Alte de Sauer. I know that song.
Oh, really? That's
yeah,
awesome. Bro.
Yeah, yeah. Like in the south of the Netherlands, they celebrate carnival, and there's actually already a Sit Down Anthem.
No way.
I think it's from Germany. But like, how did you find that song?
This wasn't my idea. This was presented to me by Dimitri Vegas. Like Mike, much respect to those guys, man. Absolute geniuses. I'm very lucky to have collaborated with them on this. The trumpet part was quite difficult. That's the beauty of recording. You know, you only put up the best performance. You know, it's not a performance, yeah, because you can edit it and change it and replay it. And that record, man, it's going off in our sets at the moment.
Yeah.
And I love it. I love it. And man, hopefully it's coming out. I think it's coming out next year. But Dimian, like,
next year? So long?
Bro, this schedule thing we got going on, I'm not in control of when shit goes out, but Dimmy and Light Mike, those guys are absolutely killing it. To collaborate with them and put this record together, I just did the trumpet, bro. Those guys are really talented, and I'm really excited about the record.
All right. Also, this weekend, DJ Mac is coming up, DJ Mac Top 100. Last year, you were 37. I actually have no doubt about it. That it will be higher. Yeah.
Jeez.
I think it will be higher, but how high this year?
It's a good question, man. I don't know. Apparently my manager knows. He's not telling me. So there's a reason why he won't tell me. It's the same reason why I'm telling you that I love everything about this country. I love everything. Everyone that supports this whole scene is so beautiful, and I feel so blessed to be a part of it. And I'm looking forward to meeting each and every one of you guys. We're moving here. We're setting up shop. My girlfriend's here. My best mate's this is my original photographer over here. He's back with us. Bro, we're getting a dog. Me, my photographer, and my girlfriend.
The whole team is here.
We are. We haven't got the dog yet, but we're getting a sausage dog. Anything can happen. Sky's the limit.
That's great. Just so you're getting a dog. Okay, that's great.
I'm in trouble.
Timmy.
We're not supposed to mention the dog.
That's great. Have a lot of fun during ADE.
Thank you, bro. Can I say also, I know this is radio, but I love your hair. And do you mind if I touch it?
You can touch it.
You're amazing. Thank you, bro. Can I give you a head massage? How's that feel?
Yeah, sure. Hij zich mijn haar gaat masseren.
Hey, danke Val. What's that?
Die heb je niks aan op de radio, maar het is geweldig.
Oh, no, what's that sausage called? Frikandel?
Frikandel.
Dude, that shit is fucking ecstasy. I love that. Thank man. Frikandels. Wow.
That's what we're good at in Holland.
Man, you know your sausages, bro. Thank you very much. Great to see you. Peace, love. A rock and roll!